Gul Sanchum, thank you to be with us today.
Thank you for having us. Yeah.
We are at Brussels with the Midcap event, and we discussed with you about your company, your strategy, and forecast for our company. You specialize in the vehicle industry. I would like to begin a discussion with you to have a view of your year 2011. How was the year 2011?
First of all, thank you for having this interview here. And 2011 has been a fairly stable year for us. Our recycling business, which is basically recovery of beverage containers, has been fairly stable and, in fact, has increased a little bit. We had a setback in our plastic recycling business in France, and hopefully in 2012 we're on the road to recovery with a new system in place.
Mm-hmm. This market, when you comment about France, do we recycle enough in France, in Europe? How is the market?
In Europe, there's two types of market. One is called the deposit market, where you end up paying a deposit on containers and you bring them back. And that's typically in those markets, you have a higher recycling rate. And the way to recover those packaging is through what we call reverse vending machines, RVMs. And in other markets, like in France, in Belgium, in Portugal, Italy, UK, you have the industry-sponsored solution. And this typically, the recycling rate is much lower than the deposit market rate. So there is lots of discussion to see whether deposit market, deposit system would be introduced in those markets. Having said it, we believe that we have a solution for both deposit markets and non-deposit markets with technology-driven solutions, and we can talk about it.
Mm-hmm. About one of your products that we can see in your website, we see how people can bring their can or bottles in a supermarket, but your product can be in a supermarket, in the parking of a supermarket, we can imagine it. How is the idea behind it?
Well, basically, the beverage industry, they have come up with different strategies to use recycled contents. For example, Coke has made a commitment to use 100% of their packaging from recycling, and that's by year 2020, I believe. And what we have been able, and this applies the same across the board and on other beverage, all the beverage industries, some to a less extent, some to a higher extent. What we have been able to do, we said that our market is growing slowly, but we've been able to create a very innovative, technology-driven solution to recover those packaging at many big box stores through automated system. We have developed a proprietary technology, which is called Closed Loop Recycling System, and the one we are testing is called Reimagine. This system allows people to bring containers in bulk, basically targeting families. You can bring 100 containers in a bulk. You just dump it through the machine. The machines will identify what are valid containers and basically rewards you for doing it. It makes it very quick, efficient, safe, and rewarding at the same time. So what we'd like to do is change the habit, make it a second nature for people to recycle, and at the same time taking care of the environment, which is a bigger problem these days with more and more plastic being used for many of the packaging.
So we can say it's an incentive product for the people to come to this supermarket because they have this kind of product.
Yes, we believe it's a win-win for all the consumers, obviously by returning the consumers doing a good environmental act. The retailers where we have those stores bring traffic to the store and create loyalty programs. And at the same time, we turn trash into cash, making it a viable business. And the way we have designed our system is based on reverse logistic, which means that this thing's hardly fill. Everything is fully automated. It's very clean and make it very cost effective for recovering packaging.
Do you have yet a partnership with a beverage company?
Yes, we are doing, as we have published in our website, we are doing pilot tests with a Coca-Cola company. We have five of these big units in Dallas, in Texas. And so far, the results are very, very positive. The consumer love it. You can see all our partners are very keen. And as we conclude those pilot, we plan to expand those same concept first in the United States, and there's no reason why the same concept should be not used in the rest of the world. So we see lots of opportunities for this type of technology.
When we see your product, we can imagine that you have invested a lot to do this kind of products. Do you invest a lot in R&D every year?
Yes, we invest about 2 million euros in R&D and going up, and we have developed lots of proprietary technology to give us a competitive advantage in the marketplace. We have recently developed a new, what we call a compactor. A compactor basically is something which crushes containers to avoid air, transportation of air. And the way we've done it, we've been very innovative, and we, in fact, our compactor, you can compare it like an engine in a car. Our competitors are using our compactor in the marketplace. So we're very innovative in that sense.
With your product, do you imagine that you can have more growth in the future?
Oh, absolutely. I think, again, this is totally virtually greenfield, untapped marketplace. And across the world, people are looking for desperately solutions on a viable basis to recover those packaging. Especially if you look at plastic containers across the world, it takes 100 years to degenerate plastics. And we have found a very good way of recovering those packaging. So we believe that the growth prospects of the technology which we have and in creating the system-based solution for the beverage industry would be the way forward. And I think there's unlimited growth potential.
Maybe last question about the 2012 and the midterm. How you will be profitable, more profitable, maybe.
Yes, I think we are definitely on the right track to grow our company. If you look at the two areas of business, one, as I said, mentioned before, is recycling on the recovery of beverage containers. We believe we are introducing new technology, which would be totally innovative and breakthrough technology, which will really make it easier for consumers who currently recycle, make it easier for them. That's one side of the business we believe will grow further. And we also have the biggest plastic recycling company in France called Sorepla. And basically, we have invested a lot of money into what we call bottle-to-bottle, which takes an old bottle, make it into a new bottle, which is food-grade approved. And we are actually testing those investments, which we just completed. And we believe that 2012 would be a good year to start launching those new products out of this new technology. So we are very optimistic about our future. Sure.
Thank you, Guru Sanchum, to have been with us in the Midcap event at Brixen.
Thank you again.